and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. For a long time, our state has developed a reputation as a manufacturing state, a segment of our economy that continues to struggle to find qualified employees and is keeping our next guest very busy. Ben Talbert is president and CEO of Better Than Found, a recruiting firm in Greenville, South Carolina. Ben, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me, Mike.
Talk about what the process here is in recruiting for our state's manufacturing and industrial sectors.
Yeah, I would say there's definitely some uniqueness in recruiting and manufacturing. You know, many professionals who work in manufacturing cannot work remote where other industries have found a way to do that. Many of the engineers and operations professionals, I mean, they need to be close to the action where the product's being made. And honestly, in my opinion, that's where the fun is at. But also, too, manufacturing tends to have a hard time seeing the transferable skills in a candidate. Everybody's looking for something extremely specific. And there are many different types of organizational structures and process workflows that are categorized as manufacturing. But many of the successful engineers and operations professionals I work with, they've achieved this success because they're process-minded people and they're adaptable.
And now this massive upheaval that has occurred in the labor market because of the pandemic, what has been the effect of this in the manufacturing area in our state? Has there been more of an inflow or of an outflow of people in these jobs?
It definitely did upset the apple cart, especially in manufacturing. 2021 was really unique from a hiring perspective. Demand was high and supply was high. It wasn't difficult to get professionals on the phone to listen and hear about what else was going on. And a lot of people changed jobs. Since that time, there's been some statistics shared about the Great Resignation turning into the Great Regret. Maybe the grass was not greener on the other side. I think there's many good reasons for changing jobs. Company culture has changed and is now misaligned with your own. You know, uncertainty created from declining industry or a company buyout, new ownership, maybe misalignment with the new boss, lack of ample career advancement opportunities. However, there are also bad reasons for making a career change. And in the confidential conversations I have with professionals, you know, I ask professionals questions about their life, their job, their career, and their company. We also talk about their goals, their values, and what motivates them. You know, all of these questions lead to more questions. When I discover that everything is good except for, say, compensation, then that's not necessarily a good reason to make a change. I think a lot of people chased some dollars during that time. In that case, I would advise the candidate on how to communicate their displeasure with their compensation to their boss and to their company where it's appropriate.
And now for employers who might be listening, what would you recommend that they should do to attract quality candidates?
I think one of the important things is you really have to evaluate the job market that is unique to each hire before you move forward. The supply and demand of the job market changes rapidly, about every 3 months. And it is unique to the level of position and the role that you're trying to fill. Just because it's hard to find mechatronics technicians doesn't mean it's difficult to find a VP of sales. And those things are unique to each position. So being able to accurately assess the market and also having the flexibility to adapt your hiring process and sourcing methods to these changes is paramount to selecting the right approach or multiple approaches that will yield the highest level of success in the shortest amount of time. One of the other things, I think, somewhere along the line, employees have lost trust in employers. Companies start with an uphill battle when hiring talent. In my experience, the companies with the highest level of authenticity and transparency about who they are, why they exist, and what the expectations are for working with them are the most successful. If you're listening now and you're a owner of a company or a CEO and this puts a knot in your stomach, then you know where you need to focus, and that's internally on your company before moving to hire other people.
Well, Ben, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Absolutely, Mike. Appreciate the time.
Ben Talbert is president and CEO of Better Than Found, and he joined us by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. We will have a link to his firm posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again. And remember, you can find us wherever you find your podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.